We'll now call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting back to order. Next case.
Case number 12916, Amar Sharma seeks a special use exception to retain a tourist home, sections 11523 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located northeast of Locust Street and west of Poplar Street within the Woodland Heights subdivision. The 911 address is 10127 Locust Street in Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 232, map 12.18, parcel 21. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
May come forward, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Hi, my name is Amar Sharma. I live at 1173 Hampton Road in Annapolis, Maryland, 21409.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And before we start, Ms. Norwood, I noticed we had 2 prior approvals in 2013 and 2019, and they are for temporary. Are we required? I don't think we're required to have it as a temporary one for this use. Is that right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it was previously done that right way, and it might have been. My recollection was that it was previously.
It's not in the 5-year.
I don't believe so. If you would check.
I'll check on that while you're.
But my recollection was that when this was started, Mr. Sharma might be able to clarify that it was started up as a use, so they wanted. Board wanted to make sure that it didn't affect in the future, so they put a temporal limitation on it. But I don't believe it's one that is required to be a temporary one.
I'll take a look.
I just want to clarify that for the board. Thank you. Go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You, the floor is yours.
Okay, one change I'd like to point out to this drawing here is the pool and the deck that you see over there on the left side of the house. I've gotten rid of that. There's no other changes to the building or the property itself.
What's the square footage of the house, sir?
5,700 square feet.
Any complaints from the neighbors?
Nope.
Sir, how is the property used?
Rental.
I'm sorry?
Rental.
Okay. I heard the word tourist home.
As a tourist home, I can rent out 6 rooms, right? So that's what I'm doing.
So you rent out 6 rooms at a time?
Mm-hmm.
How many people are there at one time?
6.
Okay. So not a husband and wife or?
No. No.
You still have a shared kitchen?
Yes.
You still have 6 parking spots?
Yes.
And the pool, I'm assuming the pool was there 5 years ago when we approved it?
It was there 5 years ago, yes.
But now it's gone.
But now it's gone, yes.
Okay.
And the surrounding deck that was around the pool.
Okay. Do you have plans to put a pool back in?
No.
Okay. Do you have any other planned changes?
No.
Okay. Do you still live here some of the time?
I come on weekends usually, but my wife is getting older. She's older than me. And her health is not that good, so I come here infrequently, maybe 3 times a month now. I used to come here every weekend, spend weekends here, but lately I'm not doing that.
Okay. And so I see there's 2 buildings. The building that's in the center is the dwelling, right?
Right.
So all the rooms that are for rent are in that building?
Correct.
Is the other building just a garage?
Just a garage, yes.
So, okay. Is there a second story over that building? On the right, the garage?
Yeah, there is attached to the garage, there's another big room. That's also storage.
It's a storage space. Okay. All right, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Have there been any complaints about this?
No, sir.
No complaints? How often are you renting it out? Is it full-time or is it part-time?
Full-time.
Any unusual traffic or noises from this use?
Nope.
And there's no cooking facilities in individual rooms?
Correct.
And is this a residential area?
Residential, yes.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Ms. Norwood?
I was just going to confirm that it does not fall under the five-year stipulation of special use. So if the board wouldn't have to put a time limit on.
Thank you.
Unless they want to.
I thought the special exception was only good for 5 years. Is that not correct?
So there are certain special use exceptions that can only be granted for up to 5 years,
okay.
And then there's other special use exceptions that do not have that requirement, but the board can impose a temporal limitation
okay.
on it. I'm not sure, in this case, I seem to recall that when this first came up, that the board wanted to see how it went
okay.
and see if there were complaints.
Okay.
So I think that may have been the genesis of that, but I'm not positive on that.
Okay.
It's been 10 years or more. So.
Right.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
That's it.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I need to hit the button here, or?
There you go. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12916 for Mr. Amar Sharma, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12916 for Mr. Amar Sharma for the requested special use exemption pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties. As part of this motion, I move that this proposal be valid indefinitely.
I have one quick question for staff. Is this only good for this property owner, or could another property owner inherit this or whatever?
It runs with the land.
It runs with the land. So 100, 200 years from now, somebody could still have this theoretically.
Unless they cease using it.
Okay.
But yeah, they'd run with the land.
To that point, would they have to reapply?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Yes, if it lapsed, they would have to reapply.
If it lapsed, right?
Yeah. Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Hastings.
Well, I have a question. So. I'd vote yes for it, but I'm more in favor of the 5 years. I just think in this type of rental, if things were to go south with it having a permit, I don't know. I'd be more in favor of the 5 years. So I don't know do I have to vote nay for that or how would I do?
That's up to you. I mean, this is an indefinite one. So if your position is you're not in favor of an indefinite one, you should vote nay. And
or Mr. Williamson could amend his.
Yeah.
I would like to keep it as an indefinite period
okay.
of time.
Okay, I would vote nay because I'd be in favor of the 5 years.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye, too. So the vote of 4-1, sir, your case is approved.